Joe Pott in for Tom Ackerman here on this Sunday morning. Stiefel Sports Studio here as we talk some St. Louis City SC soccer with the sporting director at St. Louis City. That is Lutz Vandersteel. Good morning, Lutz.
Good morning.
I have to ask, our producer Drew Young was showing me this video today. You have some pretty good hands catching a bird and freeing him from the pitch yesterday before the game.
Yeah, you know, when it comes to animals, I think I catch everything I can catch, or at least I try to. I really like animals. So the bird, I think, I'm not sure if he was hurt or if he just got wet from the sprinkler. Mm-hmm. So I took him up to a training facility, gave him some water and some little bits of a granola bar, and then he just actually sat on my hand for like 3-4 minutes, and then he slowly flew away.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know all that. I just realized you were removing him from the pitch, but to nurse him back to health like that's a busy day for you.
Yeah, it was a quick one, and I think it was good karma as well for the game.
Fantastic. Last night after the game, I was listening to Dale Shilley kind of talk a little bit about the game against Vancouver. It was a 3-1 win last night at City Park, and he likes to talk a lot about when you're playing at home, you know, you obviously have a job to do. You want to get those 3 points. You want to put on an entertaining match, if you can, for the fans. He said last night might not have been as entertaining as some games, but technically the boys did what they needed to do last night, and you take a team that hadn't won on the road, you go out there and you get your 3 points. And sometimes that is what has to happen, right? Just go out there and get the 3 points.
Yeah, you know, and Vancouver, I mean, it's a team I used to play for quite some time. So it's always a team which is very difficult to break down. They are not easy to play against. They make your life difficult. And, you know, I think they are a bit undervalued and underestimated. We had them in preseason as well already in Coachella when it was a 0-0. And we knew that it will not be just a game where you can attack, and they will just sit back. They also, I mean, they are good defensively, but they also looked very dangerous on the counterattack. And in front of these games, I think it was not our best home performance. You know, we played better games at home, but I think it still was entertaining for the fans. I think there were some great goals, some weird goals, some special goals, what we saw yesterday. And in the end, I think we did deserve to walk away with the 3 points.
Boy, the strike from Edward Leuven on that free kick in the 10th minute was just phenomenal.
Yeah, I spoke with Edu actually the last few weeks because, you know, he in Germany, he's always known as the set-piece specialist, the guy who bangs every year at least 2-3 free kicks into the top corners. And I said, hey, it's already now 12 games in. He hasn't scored a free kick yet. It's better start doing it. I mean, then he took it that literally and actually knocked it into the top corner from that far out. That was a little bit even over my expectations. Great goal. I think also a perfect timing quite early in the game. I think Vancouver keeper just had a bit of a misjudgment there. He thought he can basically collect it across, and the ball got longer and longer and just dropped right behind him. But it was a great goal, and it was a perfect start for us.
How much does that change a game to take advantage of an opportunity like that so early in a match?
Yeah, especially a team like Vancouver, which wants to actually keep the zero as long as possible. They have an Italian coach. They're very tactic-minded. You could see that. And, you know, as long as it's 0-0, as more it plays into their cards when it comes to the tactical approach. So score an early goal somehow throws out their match plan at least a little bit, and that means for us there was a bit more spaces to attack because they couldn't just sit back and waiting for our mistakes.
And then you get the goal late, the own goal, again something that Leuven was really involved in. Obviously it was his long pass forward, but to get another one so late before halftime has to be, in your case, in City's case, inflating, and in Vancouver's case, really deflating.
Yeah, you know, this is, I always call it this four phases in the game, very early on in the first 5-10 minutes, but then especially the 2-3 minutes before halftime, and the 2-3 minutes after halftime, that is when you really could play with the opponent's mind. If you score there, basically the momentum they're going in the changing room is completely different. And yes, it was a bit of a fluke goal. You know, you don't see it every day. I mean, the pass, the idea of Edu was really good to get behind the defense. And Blackmon actually just got the flick on it, but I think there was a lack of communication between the defensive line there. The keeper thought he can easily collect it. Blackmon didn't hear him probably because our fans were so loud. So probably the assist was not just Edu, but also was maybe an assist from our crowd. And yeah, then, you know, it just was this perfect moment to go with a lot of high self-esteem into the changing room.
And look, I know that it was an own goal and that those things happen, but you sort of make your own opportunities in situations like that, right?
Yeah, 100%. You know, I mean, early in the season, we got bullied the whole time from everybody, I think, around in football that the opponents passing the ball to us. And they always said, yeah, they don't do it on a free will. We actually make them passing to us because we work hard, we stress them, we drive them tired. And that is when you're getting opportunities like this. And that was yesterday the same way. I mean, the ball from Edu was teasing and there was a winger really trying to get on the end of it. And that's when it happened. So, yeah, there is no, I don't really believe in luck. I think you make your own results, you score your own goals. And this way it was an own goal. But, you know, we take it and we worked hard for it in the first half.
Lutz Vandensteel with us, the sporting director at St. Louis City SC. Give me an idea of what to expect with Houston coming in next week.
Well, Houston so far, you know, they are, I think, similar to us. They exceeded a little bit their expectations. They did some really smart moves on the transfer market with Ben Olsen. They have a very experienced coach, which really managed to turn the team around. And they're looking really fantastic at home. They're winning lots of games in Houston. On the road so far, not that successful, but that doesn't mean anything. It just shows they do have a lot of quality. And, you know, I think it's also for Tim Parker a special game to play against the team he represented last season. So definitely another home game. And as you said, Dale Chilly before, you know, home games, we always said we want to build like a special atmosphere at home. We want to be like kind of like a castle when teams coming in there, they know it was really, really hard to play. And that is what we try to keep on doing by winning lots of home games early on. Yeah, and I think that's another one where I don't see us as the favorite, but I see us definitely with a good opportunity to get a good result and pick up some points. And we need to believe in our strength at home. Also on the injury front, we probably... hopefully get a few players back next week, and then we see how it goes.
Boy, you led me right into my next one, because do you have any kind of update on Klaus?
Yeah, you know, he's back in training. He still obviously feels it a little bit, and it's not nothing serious. It's also nothing life threatening. It's more or less just get the right moment that he doesn't carry it, doesn't feel it, and it doesn't hinder him for the remainder of the season. So we just want to be careful and a little bit, kind of thoughtful about it. It's only 13 games played, and we have a long, long season, hopefully much more games, many more games than just 34. And that is why it's just simply not the right idea to risk it too early. But he's working hard, he's looking good, and let's hope that we get him back as soon as possible.
And it speaks a lot about what Bradley Carnell has done and what the personnel has done during his absence and the way they have played with him out of the lineup. I want to switch gears. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, no, as you said, we always said that, you know. I mean, we can't really rely or just say use one player as an excuse. We know that he's our top scorer. We know that he's one of our top players. And we know how important he is for the whole chemistry on the field with his high work rate and his physical presence. But, you know, we have a squad of 25, 26 players. And that means we just need to stick together as a unit. And if we have one player injured or two players or five players, we still need to get out there and compete. And I'm not really the kind of guy who likes to find lots of excuses in my back pocket. So to say, Klaus is not playing, now we're not winning any games, that's not good enough. And after, I think we proved by now that we can beat teams without Klaus, and we definitely can beat teams with Klaus. So let's hope he's back soon. But as long as he's not available, we have to deal with it and make the best out of it. And I think we can beat anybody in the league.
For sure. Before I let you go, I just wanted to ask you about Seeing yesterday the exciting game between Luton Town and Coventry City on the English side that promotes Luton Town back to the Premier League. It's something that many leagues around the world, they have the promotion relegation system, obviously completely different in the U.S. and with the MLS and the playoff system. And I'm not going to ask you which you like better than the other, but do you think there's a time or there will be a time maybe that we get closer to that or something like that in the U.S.?
You know, it's two different cultures. And I think in Europe, especially in Germany, where I come from, it is pretty normal that you have your champions after 34 games. But it's a big part of American sport culture. If you're looking at the NHL or the NBA, I mean, the playoffs, that's what people are waiting for. So it's very normal that in soccer, it's just the same way. Of course, it's a bit different for me because I'm not used to it, but I get used to it, or I got used to it already last year also with the second team and watching, of course, the last 2 years, nearly 3 years now, lots of MLS games. So it has this certain excitement in it that if you do make it to the playoffs, everything is possible. And if you only finish seventh, you still can win the title. However, for us in the first season, I also like to measure ourselves. What's happening? Where do we stand after 34 games? Because that is what shows you really consistent what we did in the first part of the season. And reaching the playoffs and going far in the playoffs, that's obviously the cherry on the top. And that's what is our dream and what we are all playing for. But in the end of the day, it's our first year. We are on expansion teams and we need to keep the ball on the ground and be thoughtful what we do, what we expect, managing our expectations the right way.
Lutz, I appreciate the time. I appreciate the perspective there. Continued success to you and to City.
I have one more for you before
yes.
I go. Miggy Perez, I have to just ask
you. Oh, my gosh, absolutely. The pride of Pattonville.
And really, I mean, on Thursday, having his graduation, a big day in his life, just 2 weeks ago, scoring his first ever goal for us at the Cup, at the Open Cup in Chicago. I mean, and what a day yesterday. I mean, it's, again, graduation with a big crown on his head now to be able to score that goal yesterday and kind of seal the deal. So what a great story. He works hard. He deserves it a lot. And it was very emotional for him and also for everybody involved in the change room after the game because, it's a kid of the city. It's a kid of St. Louis. It's one of our own, and I think everybody is really, really happy for me.
Well, I appreciate you bringing that up. I was remiss not to mention him, so I appreciate that. Congrats on his graduation and his first MLS goal. It was an exciting moment for sure. And at the death, right at the end of that game last night.
Yeah, finally, that was this moment when somehow we felt a little bit the pressure Vancouver might come back after getting that goal back from White in the 83rd minute. But Miggy sealed the deal. Very, very good assist also by Thomas Ostrak. So two guys who came on. And again, that's the unit, that's the team what we're talking about. It's not just the 11 guys who start. It's the full squad who needs to bring that extra edge on the field.
Well, Lutz, again, I appreciate the time. Always good to talk to you, to catch up, and certainly good to do it after a big win like last night. Continued success, and we'll talk to you again after the Houston game next week.
Great. Thank you so much.
Lutz Vanensteel, the sporting director at St. Louis City SC. As Sports on a Sunday Morning continues here on KMOX, we've got one segment to go. In that segment, we're happy to take your calls or your comments. 314-436-7900, or you can comment on all of the platforms that we are on today, whether it's YouTube or Twitter or Facebook. We'll get your comments, your calls when we come back, and we'll get you ready for Cardinal baseball. It's Sports on a Sunday Morning here on KMOX.